Shofar So Good. By R.D. Hampton. Rosh Hashanah begins tomorrow at sundown. Mary Tate opened the coffee house by blowing the shofar. The shofar is made of blood, skin, and bone. It was used in worship, along with the tambourine and the flag of the enemy. He said, "You. What are you doing with that power?" Jeremiah 29:11 says you have a future and hope. Destiny is a predetermined course of events. Romans 8:29 says, beforehand. Destiny is to decree something beforehand. Job 22:28 says, you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. See? You are in the Bible. Proverbs 18:20-21. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Psalms 112:1 says, I am blessed. If God's word says that's who you are, then that's who you are. Keep saying it. Have you ever written something, then spoken it out loud, and it changed the whole atmosphere? The failing is not the falling, but the staying down. You can't share your dreams with everybody. There are dream killers out there. Some will just not get it, and they will try to ruin it for you. God has not changed his mind about you. That thing that God has for you to do that you put on the shelf to do one day, he still has it for you to do. Rom 11:29 says, the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. After years of abuse, God showed up and told me to take that label off, because I was not who the man said I was, but who God said I was. Maybe in the middle of something you started but not finished, you have said, I'm in the middle of this mess you have called my calling. Lord, I love you, but I don't know if I want this calling. I tell you now, don't give up, get up. Have you ever tried to explain your calling to your family? They can be some of the worst naysayers. Mic 7:6-8 says, a man's enemies are those of his own household. Therefore I will look to the Lord when I fall, I will arise. Don't give up, get up. You might want to give up, but the Lord says, get up. Isaiah 52:2 says, shake yourself from the dust, arise dust. Dust settles on that which does not move. I'm here as a messenger of hope. You are women of destiny. Have you ever had God be silent for a long time? The Lord shared with me that there are three types of women here today, one woman at a fork in their road. It is time for you to make an important decision. Two women who are heart sick. Your heart has become sick and weakened because hopes and dreams have been deferred. Three women who are shipwrecked. You have gone off course and washed up on dry places. It is time to be put back on course. No matter what you do in life, one, you can't please everybody, and two, people will be talking about you. This is the place where Yvonne began a song, Your Destiny. She began praying over people.